Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is Snap Pea 41.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate. Hello, YouTube.
Back in the pod bar.
We are in the pod bar. It's a beautiful day in Melbourne.
Yes, the sun is shining.
Yes.
Yes, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Top of 27 or something.
Oh, steaming. I've got the deodorant on.
She doesn't wear it in winter. It just stinks me out.
Sometimes I do. But here we are.
We're loving our Snappies. How did you like our YouTube?
Tell us what you thought. I mean, I watched it. I thought we were great. Molly loved it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. So being mindful of, we really need our downloads to stay on the podcast. We're going to put it out maybe on a Wednesday.
Yeah, great. So maybe, you know, listen. And then if you want to see our glorious selves,
yes,
we'll be out a couple of days later.
And someone's volunteered to do free captioning for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in the next few weeks, we'll have captions on here as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. And then we'll work out how we can afford to.
Yep.
If it gets traction, then we'll pay someone to do it.
Sure,
we'll keep doing it. We may not keep doing this. We're a fly-by-the-night sort of gals. Yeah, we change our mind.
When we're coming out of lockdown, who knows? We're kind of not ourselves.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I think this is awesome. So
yeah, we love it.
Yeah. Let's start our Snap Pea.
Before we get into our messages, which we love, 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 Mandy and I had an email today that made us cry.
Oh, I cried.
I know. I was like, I have to send you this. I don't know why I'm crying so much.
I know.
So we're going to read it to you. Hi, Mandy and Kate. It seems I'm late to this party, but thrilled to have crashed it. I was introduced to your podcast a couple of months ago and had one of those aha moments that you seem to elicit from so many listeners. So, why am I here? Well, I'm the head of brand at Belong.
Yes! The greatest ad of all time.
Greatest ad.
Made for the peas.
It really was made for the peas. And I have to stand up and take full responsibility for the earworm that our wormhole has created.
Congratulations.
I've laughed out loud at the comments on our song, and Molly's singing is brilliant. I was originally told that your podcast would be a great brand match, but boy, I didn't expect what I found.
No.
Our purpose is to make our world a more inclusive place, because, you know, it's in our name. I'd love to open the conversation to how we might do more with you and the community you've created. And obviously send Molly a couple of T-shirts.
Yay!
We asked and it actually happened. You might be wondering what hit the chord with me, though, as a listener. That's because I also happen to be an adult pea shoot and have been blind all my life. I've done the hard yards on so many of the things you talk about. You've given me a fresh appreciation for what my parents dealt with, but also a renewed passion for Belong's purpose, because the world is just shit at times.
Yes.
I've not just proven the ridiculously low expectations of my life success wrong, but find myself in a position to make it better for others. Oh. Let's chat.
Oh,
Kelly.
Kelly.
I don't, it just really got me.
Me too.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just can't believe the head of Belong listens to the podcast.
And I told Molly, and she wants a T-shirt, and she said she's going to wear it on free dress day.
Which is a pretty big for a 16-year-old.
It's pretty big because, yeah, normally she doesn't like dress-up days.
Yes,
so, you
and
know.
You never know, Mandy and I might be rocking one in this very snap pair one day.
And she did write back and say she see if she can get one that says octopus don't fart or something, you know. But I say if there's another Belong ad, we need a word P in there.
Yes!
Yeah. So just manifest that, right?
Anyway, I've never more wanted to change to a provider in my life.
Oh, me too.
I really, really love
too.
It. So this is not a paid endorsement.
No.
We just love it and we thank you for that email. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Let's listen.
Let's listen, peas.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Emma here.
Hi, Emma.
In Fortress, Queensland. Just wanted to say a big thank you for all of the work that you do. In particular, I want to thank you for really teaching me how to be a better listener. You model empathy and non-judgmental listening so beautifully in the way that you listen to your guests, and it's helped me to listen without judgment, without trying to solve the person's problems or minimize them in any way, and just to sit with them in
thank
that
you.
Feeling. So thank you for that. Also, Kate, big Casey Briggs fan.
Oh.
I love his graphs and look at them on Twitter every night.
Yep, he's got his big screen.
And finally, got to tell you that I'm hooked on that Belong. Unlimited da da da.
Look, Casey and Belong, you belong with us.
First speak pipe. Brilliant.
Hit it out of the ballpark. Oh my gosh.
Well done, Emma.
Who knew there were so many Casey fans out there?
Oh, wow, there is.
Yeah, you got to get onto them.
And I think, you know, we never do it perfectly, but I think those two words are sitting in silence.
Yes.
And what was the other one? I had another word that always reminded me. Anyway, I try to sit in silence and listen, and sometimes I'm bursting to butt in.
Yep, yep.
But it was a really good thing to just learn to just sit back and let the people talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's challenging for us because we're buster innerers.
We are.
Right?
We're chatters.
Yeah, and we're people to go, yeah, but for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope you've seen some evolution of that as we've been learning too, because
yeah, and your stories are powerful.
Yeah,
and we want to hear them.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Hello, Kate and Mandy. This is Elia, the Mexican jumping
player.
I want to start with thanking all the peas and beans that send gifts to our family during this
The peas are the best.
Time of isolation that we had to go through. You show up like a family that the internet gave me, and maybe we don't share DNA, but we share a journey, a known feeling of support. You are so generous. You are so kind. Thank you, everyone. I hope I can pay it forward to someone one day. Today, I have to take my bishop to another COVID test because his sample was not good from yesterday.
Oh, no.
And, you know, that's never easy.
No.
It was just, we felt like we were just one step closer to finally be able to open the door and be outside. But we have obviously to do the right thing and went straight there. And I don't know, I just felt so sad. And I think that all the stress of all the days, all the, you know, positivity that I have, all the, come on, I need to get this family through.
Yep.
I just couldn't be more positive anymore. I used to cry on the way there. My patient got really distressed. I was just thinking, this is not going to go well. I hate restraining him. Holding his hand.
I know. It's not fair. They're horrible tests, aren't they?
Have to be done. One of the voices in my head, it was telling me, what is going on? What is this happening?
I know.
Why life, God, or the universe, whoever or whichever, or whatever it is, wants from us.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And my husband lost his job again. And the pandemic, and I just can't do this anymore. No. Please. But then you have to do it. And
yes, I do. That's the loop.
Couldn't, you know, hold that upward feeling. Then when I got there and I was dreading the test, my patient, so I promised him a soft drink that I had in my pocket, and he just undid his car seat and put his nose in the air. Aww. And I still had to hold his hand and help the nurse getting the job done. But it wasn't as bad, and he didn't cry.
Oh, clever.
What a champ.
Brave.
Into a meltdown.
Yeah.
And I just now start crying for another reason, because he showed me his strength and his
so brave.
Resilience once
more. Oh, the so, most so resilient.
I have the soft drink, but he gave me one more push to keep going.
Oh, yes.
Then my husband sent me a picture of, look what peace and a bean sent to you. And when we got home, there was those delicious cupcakes waiting for them.
I'm so glad.
So for them, it was kind of an adventure.
Yes.
And they didn't realize how stressful it was for mom.
Yeah.
And of, I don't know, tonight going through, this is going to cut short. I sent another one.
Great.
Just going through all the feelings of isolation and tiredness and all the regressions they go through.
Yes.
Just without those cupcakes and all of you peace, I couldn't have done it. So thank you. I love you, and I hope we can see each other one day.
Me too.
I know.
You deserved every single bloody cupcake.
That's right.
You
and
really
I think,
did.
You know, if we can use that hangout as a place to reach out and say, I am in an extraordinary circumstance, on top of already being in an extraordinary circumstance, the peas will help, right?
That is what's so incredible about the peas.
Yeah.
Because there are people going through incredible circumstances, helping
all
other
the
people
time.
Going
That's
through
right.
incredible circumstances. Yeah. And it takes one to know one.
It does, actually.
And you're
I'm
all
just
awesome.
So the pleased support... I send it to the right address. It's always a risk.
I was expecting to get it to myself.
It's always a risk since I sent the flowers to myself once.
Yep.
So
if you live in Melbourne, Cupcake Central.
Yeah. Oh.
If you can't do some Michelle's Sweet Treats.
Yeah.
Well, they've got no affiliation with us.
No.
I've never met a Cupcake Central, but they send
smaller amounts,
little baby
little,
cakes.
So they're not too
big.
Yeah,
you can get the big ones, but the baby cakes are the
perfect
size.
Perfect.
And they're so pretty.
Oh, they're very
You feel
very
special.
Pretty. Oh, I felt very special. Kate sent me some for my birthday, and our whole family felt special that day.
Yeah, so they're a really good gift if you're thinking, what do I do for this person, especially in ISO, what else can you do but food?
Oh no,
we can't do another jigsaw puzzle.
No.
Hey, beautiful ladies. It's Michelle from Melbourne here.
Hi, hey. Michelle.
Just need to give you my perspective on the no mince policy.
Okay, ooh. Good.
We just had our second baby.
Mm. Yep.
And after our first was 7 weeks early, and so she spent 3.5 weeks in NICU and special care, and really, honestly, not many people brought us food.
Yeah, because you're in the hospital.
So when you were talking, Mandy, about no mince and tired of looking at lasagnas.
You were wishing for a lasagna.
I thought a number of times I would have killed 10 lasagnas.
Yes.
I would have happily taken anything that anyone provided to me.
That's right.
Here's a side note. If you ever have a friend who has a kid in special care or NICU, I can tell you now they're not eating.
They're
don't
not.
Wait until they
bring food on a plate.
Bring them food. Yep. They're not eating now.
Yep. That's right.
Anyway.
Yep.
Back to my point.
Mm.
So not many people brought us food, and I would have killed for 10 lasagnas. And then this time, I have to say, our friends have really stepped up this time, and our neighbours as well. And, you know, maybe COVID's had a bit to do with that, because everyone's just a little bit more in tune anyway.
I think so. And things are easier
to
do.
We've now had 4 lasagnas delivered from us. And I've got to tell you, Mandy, I'd be okay if we had 40 more delivered.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
There is no such thing as too much lasagna. And it has the side benefit of now I can tell you which of my neighbours makes the best lasagna.
Yes, true.
Not going to name names. Yeah, but I now know. So there you go. If anyone wants to send me a lasagna, please feel free. If anyone was thinking about sending Mandy a lasagna, let me know. I'll give you my address. I will take anything. Thanks, ladies.
That's a new mum right there.
That is.
Yep.
She's just like, yeah.
Try 10 years of lasagnas, Michelle.
No, it's fine.
No, oh, yeah, she's
always
joking.
Always say that with
tongue in cheek. Yeah, you're happy to get them. You just don't give it.
I know. I just have a no mince policy myself.
Yes.
So when I will gratefully.
If someone made you a lasagna today, chomp down on it.
Gratefully receive them. But when, after I had so many, I decided that whenever I was going to give a meal to a family, I have a no mince policy.
Yes. If you're new to the podcast, hello and welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Mandy's has a no mince policy.
That's my theory. So I try to think of something else, like, I don't know, spinach and ricotta or just something, you know, because I know mince is it's cheap. So it is.
Oh, and it's,
it goes a long way.
100%. Someone gave me beautiful soup with like crusty bread, and that was really nice.
Yes.
It was just so comforting. So
we should do an episode on what to bring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or where.
You know, like what not to wear?
Yeah. What foods. And then, and also where to send things from,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like the dinner ladies or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Hello. This is Lauren from Adelaide.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm just calling in to let you guys know my make a difference this week.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
I took my daughter to a relaxed session with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra on the weekend.
Oh.
And it was so wonderful. They'd thought of everything. And, you know, from breakout spaces and adjusted lighting, they had an Auslan presenter.
Oh, great.
They had some seats in the theatre, but it was mostly blankets laid out on the floor with bean bags and cushions.
Wow.
And they had fidget toys. And
this sounds incredible.
It was just so wonderful that, you know, they thought of everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just really wonderful experience. So well done, Adelaide Symphony Orchestra.
Oh.
Keep up the work. Great work, guys, with the podcast. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We will.
I mean, firstly, I'm just shocked that anything's happening.
I know, wow.
And that you people go to things. But also maybe that's the world that's just about to open for us.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. That sounds incredible.
That does sound incredible. Big, big applaud.
Yes.
For the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, good for you.
Well,
we want to hear about anything like that.
Very proud of you.
Mandy's conducting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Kate, Mandy, and Bean Gary.
Hi.
It's so lovely to have somewhere to share these stories. So something happened today in the pool. I'm a therapy.
Right.
I mainly work with children, but I do also see some adults.
Yep.
I do physiotherapy.
Yep.
Something happened in the pool today, and the person who brought it to our attention was so kind and loving and really just got it. And I thought, I just want to share this story with someone.
Tell us.
And it's actually so funny that that's you guys and that's our community that you've built.
It is our community.
Or at least brought to light. I just couldn't wait to come home and send a speak pipe.
Ah, awesome.
Whether it makes it on air or not, just to be able to share the story with someone.
Go for it.
So that's really lovely. And I cannot thank you all enough for creating that kind of space and actually including us as therapies as well.
Oh, we love our therapies.
Very special.
Yep.
Feel very privileged. So first up, though, I would really like to thank Gary and Christopher for their episode.
Yeah, wasn't it beautiful?
Their first Beanstalk.
Yes.
I was so impressed, and it was so lovely to hear Christopher's voice and then Gary's translation.
I know.
To have that whole situation normalized.
Yes.
I work with a lot of people with athetosis and similar conditions that affect their voice.
Yeah.
And I find it quite frustrating, or I feel really disappointed when I can't understand their verbalization or their attempt to verbalize. But I really am so comforted by the times that family or carers are able to interpret what they say. And I often think that it's quite odd that that's not a normal thing, given we interpret for other, you know, other languages or for people who are hard of hearing or hearing impaired.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so it was really lovely to have that whole situation normalized. And it was really lovely to hear Christopher's story in his voice.
Yeah,
and
it was.
Translated by Gary as well. So that was really lovely.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing with us all.
Good on you, Gary.
And then second of all, the story that made me want to send a speak pipe today. I just want to say thank you to this amazing bean, or could be a grand bean. I don't know if he was a dad or a granddad.
Yes.
To a lovely adult male that he had in the pool with him, who discreetly and kindly, without judgment, alerted me to a bowel action that had happened for my little one without me realizing.
Mm.
And a situation that could so easily be really embarrassing for her and actually quite negative, given that we spend 20 minutes of our sessions trying to get her in the pool.
Yes.
And also very negative for her family if it had been a situation.
Yep.
Realistically, if it had been anyone else in that pool, it's highly likely that it would have been a different situation.
Yes.
So it's just so lovely to know no matter what, no matter where you go, peas and beans will have each other's back.
They will. Yes.
Oh. And so, yeah.
Goosebumps.
I don't know if he listens. I kind of hope he does. what a lovely, lovely experience.
Oh,
and
thank
you. I discreetly told the lifeguard. They sorted it out. They were also amazing, I have to say. And I went back to just quietly and discreetly thank him. And he just said, oh, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see anything.
Oh.
And probably just started their day. No fuss needed, and it just made me smile, made my heart smile. But yeah, I just wanted to share.
Thank you.
And for always looking after us.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Grand bean.
Grand bean.
Pop bean.
Bean pop.
Bean popper. Bean popper. Bean popper.
Yeah, bean popper.
Oh, that is a beautiful story. But firstly, I want to talk about Gary translating for Christopher, because I was listening to it and then I was just like, I have translated for Molly for so long, and sometimes I don't have to.
Yes.
Sometimes I do. And I was just like, this is beautiful. And
it was so beautiful.
It was seamless and it was loving, and it was.
And as the way it should be.
As a dad.
And the pride in Gary's voice.
Yes. Oh, it was
I love a proud parent.
Very precious.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So while we are talking about speak pipes, you can do bean pipes.
Yeah.
So eventually maybe we'll try and work out how to set Gary up with his own. But, you know, it's asking a lot of middle-aged women.
it's true.
If where you put your name when you record the speak pipe, if you write been Kate or been Mandy, even if it's one word, then we won't listen to it and we'll just send it straight to Gary.
Or if you just write your name, like Susie, and then brackets Bean. Bean.
Yeah, anything with a Bean in it.
We'll just send it straight to Gary because he's going to start incorporating some of these
Yes, because he might do some episodes like that. So that would be awesome.
What a beautiful story.
What a beautiful thank you.
I know. We are the best people. Oh. That's why people miss out if they're not friends with us. I know.
That's right.
We just couldn't.
No.
The things that people think we would care about, we do not.
Oh, no.
And we are the best.
Yeah. Sorry, but we are. Chuck out the rest.
Oh, funny.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi. My name's Christina. I'm a therapy from Brisbane. Oh. I'm actually recording this message in my car after an absolutely wonderful therapy session.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm just wanting to call in to have – to say thank you for the podcast that you guys have created and the platform that you have created for everyone to be able to share their stories, whether they're a therapy as well or if they're a parent or everyone else who's in this community. It has been absolutely amazing to join.
Thank you.
I only joined probably about 3 months ago and as a early career therapist, I found it incredible to develop such a resourceful community and to be able to access you guys to know how your world works. As a therapist, I see one perspective, but it's totally different to hear the supermarket stories and the real emotion that comes into that that sometimes parents don't want to share with their therapist because sometimes it's a bit scary to talk about those things.
Yeah.
My empathy has really been taken on a roller coaster, and I think that every day I am thinking of Kate and Mandy and how would they handle the situation and how would they support these
Probably
parents.
Not always well. You're probably awesome, better
I
than us.
I just love listening to your podcast on the way to and from work. It really gets my head in the space for what I do working with kids. So I absolutely love it. Thank you for all that you do. And I'll also clock off with the weather. So
thank you.
It's a very stormy day in Brisbane. Very out of our usual sunny weather. Yes. So thank you so much for all that you do and for the podcast that you have created for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
How lovely.
I think the therapies, like you must have been awesome people to decide to do that
That's
course.
Right.
And then you just, we have sometimes been critical and there've been other professions that maybe aren't so accepting, but all the therapies.
Yeah, they've jumped on board.
Really have. You're beautiful, beautiful humans.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you for giving us the weather.
Yeah,
we
thank
like
you.
It.
I appreciate that.
And you can
We are
us.
Going to be speaking tonight to the OT.
Yes, by the time you hear this, it will have been done, but the OT Association Australia, I think.
We are opening.
We are opening their conference.
So
we apologise if you heard that.
I don't know how many OPs we're going to be listening to that. So let us know. How did we go?
Yeah, that's right. Please let us know.
I wish we could look into the future because it's tonight. But I think we will
I think
be
future
fine.
Kate and Mandy never let us down.
Oh, no.
So
they
I trust them.
No, that's right. And I get out of having to cook tea. I'm wrapped.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, sorry, I've got to go and do go. This, you know.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Louise from Sydney. I'm a P mum.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Louise.
17-year-old. Son who has, or should I say, cool teenager.
Yes, very cool.
Who has CP and is at an awesome secondary school, high school for special needs kids. So
awesome.
He has friends and he's pretty happy.
Yep.
Yep.
But I wanted to record the speak pipe today to say thank you so much for your book. It's been absolutely amazing. I have hung on every word that you have written.
You
really opened your hearts. And I've been reluctant to record a speak pipe because everybody else's just sounds so articulate
so
and
does
considered.
Yours.
And well, I'm a bit of a rambler, actually.
Well, welcome.
And sometimes my voice cracks if I get emotional.
Yeah.
Buttons,
oh, yes.
And I get a bit teary. Then Same. I get a bit embarrassed. So I am hoping I get through this speak pipe without any nana tears, as we call them in our house. I really wanted to talk to you about Chapter 16, After School Activities. It's brought back a really happy memory from primary school.
Good. I'm glad.
For our family. We were lucky enough to have a primary school around the corner. Well, we moved, so it would be around the corner.
Of course.
That was a mainstream school, so my son's older sister could attend, and he was in the unit there for CP Kids, right. Which was, an amazing unit.
Yeah.
We were so lucky to have both kids at the one yes. school.
Mm.
But as you've said in your chapter, you get to primary school and you realise there's these things called after-school activities. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd been doing early intervention for years.
Mm-hmm. And, that's right.
And we thought taking the regular sibling along to early intervention playgroup was a pretty good activity.
It is.
And then we found out, of course, at primary school, oh, my God, these kids did tennis and hockey and all kinds of things.
Yep.
Yes, our pea shoots older sister decided that, she wouldn't mind doing too.
Of course.
But, of course, it was impossible with all the therapy and appointments and things until the most amazing dance teacher in the world entered into our lives.
Oh.
And I'll be forever grateful to her for her amazing generosity. She told me that she would run a fundraiser for the mainstream in the school.
Wow.
That could be a fundraiser for my son's unit at the same time. Oh. And I was absolutely gobsmacked and delighted thinking how are we possibly going to do this, because my pea shoots older sister thought that she would love to do dancing, and, of course, I couldn't really afford a fancy dance school or the time out of his therapy schedule to take her. But the most amazing dance teacher in the world, shout out to Naomi King.
Oh, Naomi.
Unfortunately, she's probably not listening.
Well, still, Naomi,
you never know.
You're amazing.
She would come 1 hour after school, give dance lessons to all the regular kids, and the parents would only have to pay $10, so it was the cheapest babysitting ever.
Yeah.
They didn't even have to come to school until 4:30 after she'd had the lovely dance lesson.
What a gift.
She only charged the $10 because she gave $5 straight away to the support unit.
Wow.
And my son and the other kids in the support unit then got a free hour of speech therapy a week, which, as we all know, is an amazing therapy to have access to.
What a woman.
So reading your chapter 16, After School Activities, brought back that happy memory and those happy times. So I'm really, really grateful that you shared that in your book and everything else that you have. And I hope all the listeners out there are trying to recover now from COVID and our new normal.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to leave you with a happy story as well from a dinner conversation we had the other evening around the dinner table. And my son now has to add hearing loss into his list of diagnoses. But we're trying to look on the bright side, and we're trying to, explain it to him and try to talk to him a bit more about it, which he's been very reluctant to accept, being 17 and extremely cool and not wanting to accept any of that.
Yeah.
But he said to his big sister, "So what's the difference between you and me?" And she looked at him, he said, "Well, I could be classified as neurotypical and you could be classified as atypical." And he said, "Oh, wow, so I'm atypical. Well, that's good, isn't it?" So we all fell about laughing, going, "Oh, yes, and hearing loss too." Well, we'll get through all that. But thank you so much for listening, ladies, and keep being awesome.
Bye. Oh, thank you.
Atypical. That is beautiful.
Oh, the joy at a table.
I know, the joy at a table.
Never
so
know
much.
If you haven't got. I mean, anyone who's got kids.
Yeah.
Or if you've
family members.
Family member, or even my dogs can bring amazing joy.
Yes.
So you know that feeling. But
that's
when someone
right.
says something funny, it's
the best.
The best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sending that in. What a beautiful dance teacher. I hope she listens. Someone might send it to her. You never know.
What a woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, Kate, Mandy and the P-Tribe.
Hi.
It's Jaya from Canberra.
Hi, Jaya.
Just wanted to make this quick speak pipe. Just fully supportive of mediocre mum.
Good.
Definitely am one myself.
Yes, we must get that
however,
happening.
However. Yeah, we need a
teacher. Harley said
I come to your podcast
merch.
For a lot of different reasons, but I work in child abuse investigation area and I just wanted to let you all know, every single P, that you are the greatest parents.
Thank you.
And you remind me that the stuff that I do at work is actually the minority.
Yes, it is. That's true, Jaya.
It's
understand.
Really important for me.
Yes, it is.
To keep going, doing what I do. So I just want to thank you. You're all just doing the most amazing job, and not even one of you is mediocre, even though I do fully support
the movement of mediocre mum.
Mediocre parenting.
Yeah.
And that it's inclusive. So I just wanted to say thank you all.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that some
jobs I 100% are, identify really with that when I used to work in the parenting centre.
Yep.
And I would just walk around the shops and think, oh, look at all these families, like loving on their children. Mm. And I understand that those families have generational trauma, and so there wasn't a judgment.
No.
When that's all you're seeing.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You're doing a beautiful job, Jaya.
Yeah. And I just send any social workers peace.
Yeah.
All our encouragement.
Yes.
Especially during COVID, it must be very difficult.
Yeah. I can't
imagine. It's really challenging human work.
Yeah.
And it's human suffering most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Jude here.
Hey, Jude.
I just want to say thanks to you and the whole Jude. And the Beans for helping me to get through lockdown. It was fantastic to have you guys in my headphones and my ears.
You are welcome.
Thinking about things, laughing so much. It was awesome. So I've written you a Christmas song.
Oh, Jude.
This is my 2021 in Canberra. Hope you enjoy it.
Oh, can't wait.
21. Started great. Life echoed normal. Had a drink with Kate.
You did.
Got to go on a holiday. Back in the office, and that was okay. Shops were open too. Cafes and bars open too. 21 turned to shit. Delta came.
Yes, she
it
did.
Was the bit.
It was.
Half the country went into lockdown. Zooms and Netflix and popped on the lounge.
Yep.
Masks and check-ins and walks. Masks checking so many walks. 21, spare a thought. Amazing healthcare workers taught. Ask the meaning of sacrifice. While I was finding it hard to be nice.
Yes.
Heroes saving a life.
Yeah, they really were.
True heroes saving a life.
Oh, Jude.
I know, you're right.
21, being apart from family and friends, but we can now read graphs.
Yeah.
We slowed right down, and when things got tough, the B tribe showed us how to huff.
Oh.
Thanks to the new normal's here.
Yep.
The new normal is here. 21, let's be done. Let's get back to live shows and have some fun.
Yes.
Keep doing the things that make us strong. Finding everyone a place to belong.
Yes.
Peace be with you. Peace have been with you.
Oh, jeez.
Canberra's sunny. Canberra's
Jude.
Oh, Jude.
I love Jude.
Oh,
I just love her. That is going to be the end of the
Christmas episode.
I've written down the number of the speak pipe, but I'm putting it in here because it was so good. It made me cry. I actually got goosebumps all
me too.
Over.
Oh, Jude.
Yep. We hopefully are coming to Canberra next year. Yep. So maybe Jude can get up on the stage and
sing.
It. And
what
shine
a beautiful
Jude's
voice.
Shine, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Oh, must Jude. Say, Jude and her son also bought the beautiful Choose Inclusion shirts from Mighty Able.
Mighty Able, awesome.
So Jude is a powerful supporter and an awesome woman.
And she just sends lovely messages and thoughtfulness. Yes. And, Canberra, you're lucky to have
her. You are really lucky to have her.
If you go to her church,
she's an awesome person. Awesome. Yeah, she really is. So we're lucky to have found her.
Yeah. Maybe we can do the live show in Jude's church. It might fall down.
No church wants us.
Anyway, Jude, thank you.
Thank you, Jude.
I love a song.
Just, I love all the speak pipes, but I really love
you people
song.
Are the best.
You really are. You've changed our life.
You have changed our life.
And thank you for doing it. Anyway.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. These episodes are so beautiful.
Snap P41.
Yeah, Snap P41. Finish. Send us in some speak pipes and we'll make a 42.
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
We love you, peas. Rate and review.
See you.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.